Oh, it's the final hour here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Thank you so much for making us a part of your day today and every day. You have no idea how much it means to us to have you on the other side of that radio. 803-0930, star 930 gets you on the radio. If you'd like to join me. Today, so far, we've talked about the gas tax break that is ending in March. We've talked about the 11% tax hike in Amherst. We've talked about Station 12. Is it dead before even being built, even before it's finished? And we talked about the Sean McDermott comments. It is the holiday time. So I have a few, I have a question about the holiday time in this final hour of the show. But if you have a comment about something we've covered earlier in the show, lines are open for you at 803-0930. As you know, if I mentioned it once, you can definitely call in and comment on it later in the show. But it's the holiday time. Right, and we're all looking for extra money, right? There's people out there. I know. Apparently, I am not doing as well as most people in Erie County who can just say, gas tax hike, that's fine. But a lot of people look for extra money around the holiday time, right? I remember my time in retail. We would always bring on extra people for the holidays. How do you, if you're looking for that extra money, how do you fill that holiday money? How do you find that holiday money? Do you get a holiday job, a seasonal job? Do you sell stuff online? Do you donate plasma? Well, this is something that I have found pays. And I have, for a little extra money, sold plasma. I have to be honest with you, I did not know that you could sell it, that they would pay for plasma until very recently. But you find people are doing this around the holiday time. I have found that this place is packed the closer we get to Christmas. I also, as if you've listened to the station, I work a second job. I do some what they call gig work, Instacart, DoorDash, stuff like that. You've got people who Uber and Lyft. So do you look for extra money? Do you look for extra money around the holiday time? And what have you found to be a successful way to make extra money? Selling stuff online is, you find people being more and more successful with that. I've looked into this actually. People buying damaged pallets, right, where there's some box damage, stuff that's returned from places like Target and Sam's Club and Home Depot and Walmart and stuff like that. And people will buy it. You know, it'll be a pallet, and you may or may not know what's on this pallet. But you buy it for a flat rate, and you know, usually the retail of everything on there is a lot more than what you paid. So then you sell it online, less than retail, but more than what you paid for it. And I find people are pretty successful if they do this the right way. Have you looked into something like this? 803-0930, selling old stuff. I think there's more of a market now for secondhand clothing than ever before, and I think that has a lot to do with Facebook Marketplace, Poshmark, all these websites online. Have you found success in selling stuff on these sites, and is it something that you've looked for holiday money? Also, do you find yourself buying or at least looking for secondhand clothing? If you didn't know this, I'm a huge Mets fan. I love the Mets. And I have searched for Mets stuff on Poshmark and Facebook Marketplace, and I found some good stuff in good condition, a lot cheaper than what you can pay, what you can find it in the store. Also, like workout clothes. Like I like to work out in a hoodie. You know, all I'm going to do is, you know, sweat in the hoodie. So buying that, you know, for $10 when a new one's, you know, $60, it's a pretty good deal. So have you found any good deals on stuff like that? 803-0930, star 930. I know the traditional, hey, we're looking for holiday help, and you know, you fill that seasonal job for 2 months, and you've got that extra money for bills and for gifts, so you can put an extra gift or two under the tree. Are you doing that? Are you doing something in your car, like DoorDash or Uber, selling, donating your plasma for money? Are you doing something like that? 803-0930, star 930. And then someone posted this online today, so I thought that I would bring it up. It was a beautiful afternoon. It kind of reminded me of that afternoon. We might be talking 8 or 9 years ago, where it was absolutely gorgeous on Christmas Eve. It was like 62 degrees on Christmas Eve. And there was a line outside Ted's. This is when I worked on Union Road. And there was a line outside Ted's on Union. I saw someone on Twitter today post they went to Ted's with the warm weather. Do you find yourself seeking out that summertime favorite anytime the temperatures get above 50 in the winter? Like, did you find yourself going to Ted's this afternoon for lunch because it was so nice outside? Or getting yourself an ice cream from Anderson's or Dairy Queen because it was so nice outside? Maybe you went to the grocery store, you got a pack of Salins. Maybe you got some burgers, right? You're like, hey, it feels warm. Again, not as warm as it would feel on a summer day, but it's warm for December. I want that summertime favorite. Few hot dogs. Now, the person I saw post it made, in my opinion, a huge mistake. When I go to Ted's, yes, I get a hot dog. I like ketchup, mustard, and onions on my hot dog. But when it comes to the side, I get the half and half, right? I want half fries, half onion rings at Ted's, and I want a little sauce to dip the onion rings in. So that was the only thing I disagreed with the person on Twitter who posted it, because I thought it was missing the onion rings. But 803-0930, star 930, did you treat yourself with a summertime favorite on a warm day like this? Maybe tomorrow. We'll be approaching that record of 62 degrees tomorrow here in Western New York. It's going to get up to 58, 59 degrees. So very well, if things shift right, could get up to, could see the record or break the record. Will you find, I know we're, you know, hey, I am Mr. Holiday, okay? I am Frank Holiday from that movie on Hallmark. I love the holidays, right? I love Christmas. It's my favorite time of year. I can listen to Christmas music and it be 60 degrees outside. Like, I don't need it to be cold the entire month of December. Like I've always said, this is my opinion on weather. I want a white Christmas. I want the snow to be falling on Christmas Eve, right? Like that Dan Fogelberg song, you know, the snow turned into rain. Now, that happened on Christmas Eve in the song, which, by the way, if you've listened to the show long enough, you know that's my favorite Christmas song. And when I fill in on either Christmas Eve or the day closest to Christmas that I work, we end the show by playing that. Tanner, remember, December 22nd, filling in for Tom, I will end the show with that song. But I like the snow turning to rain maybe on the 26th. Like, I want a white Christmas. I don't mind the cold around Christmas time. January 1st, it could be 82 and tropical. I don't need winter, right? I'm not a skier. I don't do winter sports. But I appreciate that people do. And I appreciate that we have a lot of business that revolves around snow. So I'll put up with the snow until April. I will. I truly will. But if those things didn't exist, I wouldn't mind if it was in the 80s on January 1st, right? I'll take the cold for Christmas and then gone. So I can enjoy doing Christmassy holiday things tomorrow with the warm weather. And yeah, maybe stop by Ted's, maybe make some hot dogs on the grill. You know, get that taste of summer when it's, for December, pretty warm outside. 803-0930, star 930. Would like your take on that. And again, your take on anything that we've talked about throughout the show as well here on WBEN, 803-0930, star 930. And, you know, people will say, well, Joe, I don't mind it being warm, but it's going to get muddy outside. The snow melts. Yeah, it does. You're right. Too bad. You know, I took my dog for a walk before I got to work this afternoon. I had to wipe his paws off. I had to put a blanket on the couch so he didn't get his paw marks on the couch. It happens. Right? To me, that's not, I'm not going to get mad about the warm temperatures because my dog has a little mud on it, on him. I'll wipe him off. He'll be fine. When, you know, it's like when you have a kid. When you have a dog, you have to, sometimes you're going to have to slow things down, clean the dog off. You know what I mean? It's another living thing in the house. So that doesn't bother me. I'm all about taking the warmth any way we can. And if it means a little bit of mud, I'm all for the mud in that situation. 803-0930, star 930, that gets you on the show. And I have to imagine that places like Ted's had a long line at lunchtime when the sun was out. And, you know, people were saying, why did I wear my winter coat, hat, and gloves into work this morning? It's absolutely beautiful outside. And if you parked your car just right, you got in your car and maybe had to turn on the AC for a few minutes to cool it down because the sun was right on it. Depending on where you parked and what time you got into your car, that might have happened to you too. 803-0930, star 930. You can also text the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board at 803-0930. All right. So, talking about side jobs for the holidays. How do you make that extra money? And you know what? You might need to keep that side job if gas is going up in March. And so, you know, with the warmth that you find yourself maybe looking for a summertime favorite for dinner tonight. 803-0930, star 930. Someone on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park Textport says, Joe, I missed it. What is station 12? Station 12 is the plaza they're building on Sheridan in Amherst. It was started before the pandemic. It's next to Whole Foods. It originally was supposed to have places like Williams-Sonoma and Pottery Barn. But then the project seemingly was abandoned, then back on track. But when they went back on track, Pottery Barn and Williams-Sonoma said they no longer commit to being there. So right now, it is a plaza that is almost completed with no tenants. You're right, Texter. I probably should have started with explaining exactly what I was talking about. So that's, and we talked about that in the 3 o'clock hour, but that's what Station 12 is for those of you not in Amherst. It is this huge project, that right now has no tenants. And like I said, to just go back to that for a second, you've got a lot of business at the Boulevard Plaza next to the 290, right? You've got places like Bath and Body Works that left the mall and went there. You have TJ Maxx that literally tore down a plaza and rebuilt a plaza to be part of that area. And moved all their stores, moved Marshalls from Transit and Maple. That's where retailers, I believe, want to be. You have openings now where Bed Bath & Beyond and the Christmas store were. So if I'm looking to go, I'm probably going to look there before I look to Station 12. I don't think it's impossible. You know, you get three or four stores to move into that plaza. All of a sudden, now that's a destination. I just think you have some competition right down the street. And I'm not sure if someone's going to say, all right, I got to go to Target. I'll go to the busiest plaza in Amherst and then find my way out of there to get to Station 12. I'm not saying that can't happen. I'm just saying it's a different situation than when they announced this plaza. I guess is what my entire point on Station 12 is. It is a different situation today than when they announced this. With the popularity of the Boulevard Plaza, that's gotten even more than when they announced it. Yes, it was popular then, but it's even more popular now. The Boulevard Mall is kind of a non-issue. The plaza across the street does not have its two major tenants. So that's the issue, in my opinion. 803-0930, star 930. So, asking you, how you're making extra holiday money, side job, selling stuff online, donating plasma, gig work on your phone, and the warm weather, are you having that summertime meal for dinner tonight? And also, if you want to comment on gas tax, the tax hike, Station 12, Sean McDermott, all the stuff that we brought up earlier in the show, you can definitely bring it up now at 803-0930, star 930. And if you went and saw that video that I mentioned at the top of the last hour of the guy who brought mashed potatoes and shrimp on the airplane and then mixed the mashed potatoes in the sink of the bathroom on the plane and then mixed the shrimp and the mashed potatoes in the barf bag in the bathroom on the plane, I'd like to know what your thoughts were. Did I overreact? Because let me tell you, my stomach hurts thinking of that video, and I haven't watched it for a few hours now. 803-0930, star 930. We will come back one last segment. Phone lines are open to you. I've got a few things that I want to get off my chest, and I will use the last segment to do that. But we'd love to hear from you. We're thankful for the call so far. You know, Friday, fill-in host. Yeah, I know. I don't expect many calls, but I'm thankful I did get a lot of calls, and I'm thankful for those calls earlier in the show and the insight that people provided on those topics. 803-0930, star 930. Let's start the weekend off with some fun after the break on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Rise. I want it all, give me what you got. It's hunger in your eyes.
Beamer in for Bowerly. Final segment here, News Radio 930 WBEN. So I know I've brought this up. I brought this up on Monday. I've got to say it, and I know people are going to be upset. I'm talking sports. Sorry. But the College Football Playoff Committee is an absolute joke. Now, I am not a Florida State fan. I can't stand Florida State, okay? No offense to the people who went to Florida State, who love Florida State. Nothing against you. I can't stand Florida State, right? But there is no logical reason for them to not be in the College Football Playoff. The whole point of the playoff was so we didn't have a computer-type system like the BCS leave out a team. Now, next year, the playoff is going to 12 teams. It should have been 12 from the beginning, in my opinion. I wrote a college paper on this in 2011 that there should be a playoff in Division One FBS football. And there is. But it should have always been 12 teams. Maybe you start at 8 and go to 12, but 4, obviously someone's getting left out. The team that shouldn't get left out is the team you asked to do everything. Like, Florida State was undefeated. I don't care that they lost their starting quarterback. They were undefeated. They won 2 of those games without the starting quarterback. They played 2 Power 5 out-of-conference games. It's embarrassing, right? And I know people are going to say, well, Alabama was the better team. Okay, well, Alabama shouldn't have lost to Texas. Sorry. That's what happens. Alabama, you beat Georgia. Congratulations. You lost to Texas. Texas is going to jump you. There's only 4 teams. There's only one. There's 3 undefeated teams. There's 1 spot for a 1-loss team. Georgia, you lost to Bama. Bama, you lost to Texas. Texas deserves to be in. I'm sorry, so does Florida State. It's an absolute embarrassment. And the College Football Committee, no one on that committee should have a job in college athletics ever again. And this is coming from someone who can't stand Florida State, right? I wish Florida State wasn't undefeated. I wish I didn't have sympathy for Florida State right now. But I do. And I hope they go into the Orange Bowl and beat Georgia by 3 possessions. But that it's an embarrassing decision by the College Football Playoff Committee. And let me tell you this, as a fan of the ACC, with Virginia Tech being in the ACC, it's awful for the ACC. It's not just bad for Florida State. It's bad for recruiting in the ACC as well. So, you know, I don't say this lightly, and I don't say this often. Every single person on that college football committee should be ashamed of themselves. Florida State did everything you asked of them, and you left them out. And, you know, I hate this argument. Well, if Bama wins the whole thing, then they made the right decision. No, they didn't. Like, all right, so you're telling me the regular season doesn't mean anything? So you're telling me last year the NFL should have told the 49ers, hey, We know you won this many games in the regular season, but you're on your 3rd-string quarterback, so you can't play in the playoffs. I mean, that would be ridiculous. Everything that was asked them in the regular season, they did. Alabama, if you wanted to go to the playoffs, you shouldn't have lost to Texas. Right? Georgia, you wanted to go to the playoffs, you shouldn't have lost the SEC championship game. Yes, it's possible the SEC doesn't have a team in the playoffs this year. But the committee couldn't let that go, even though technically they would have, because Texas will be in the SEC next season. So technically an SEC school would have been in the playoffs still, but whatever. I had to get that off my chest. I know 95% of the people listening are saying, Joe, shut up. No one cares. I get it, and I'm sorry. But I had to get that off my chest. These athletes, again, every week I was hoping Florida State would lose, and they didn't. But these athletes played their butt off. They did everything asked of them. They beat a top 20 LSU team. They beat Florida. They beat every team they played. They won the ACC championship game against a good Louisville team. They played amazing defense against one of the best offenses in Power 5 football. And they got left out of the playoff because their quarterback's hurt. That's ridiculous. And then the same committee, the same morons on the committee, put Liberty into a New Year's Six Bowl over SMU. Liberty, who played the 133rd toughest schedule out of 133 FBS schools. That means UB, the University of Buffalo, who plays across the street, played a tougher schedule than Liberty. Yet Liberty gets in. Why? Because they're undefeated. Oh, wait a minute. So doesn't that mean Florida State should be in the playoff? Like, the same committee didn't stick to their own logic. Oh, it's infuriating. I spend so much time invested in college football, traveling to games, watching college football shows, listening to college football shows. It's infuriating that the committee couldn't even be consistent in the one in 2023 selections. You said when you put this in the playoff in, if you win all your games, you'll be in the playoff. That's what they said. Three schools won all their games. They deserve to be in. Someone says the objective of the committee is to put the four best teams currently into the playoffs, striving for competitive money, making games and advertising. Florida State, due to their quarterback situation, no doubt becomes less of a team and not one of the four best deserving teams. So if you're going to put the four best teams in the playoff, then just start with the playoffs. Like, the regular season does mean something. And by the way, Florida State was still winning games without their starting quarterback. They won with their third string last Saturday. And guess what? Guess what, by the way? If they had their starting quarterback and it was set up like this, the committee would have still found a way to get an SEC team in there. I believe that 100%. But it, with all that said, and as infuriating as it is, it'll be a really fun playoff, okay? It will be. Michigan, Bama, Texas, and Washington. It will be a fun playoff. And you know what? It'll probably be Alabama, Texas in the championship game. Sorry, Michigan fans. It probably will be. But I feel bad for Florida State. And I never thought in my life I would say I feel bad for Florida State. But I feel really bad for Florida State. Because they still have a great defense. And probably would have played close or beaten whoever they played. They have a really good defense. And you saw that against Louisville. But I digress. Bowl games start next Saturday. Here's why I actually brought up college football. America's game this weekend. People who don't like college football will watch America's game this weekend. It's Army and Navy playing to be 500, right? Both teams entering 5-6. This is the last season that Army will be an independent school, as Army is moving into the same conference as Navy next year, into the American Conference, which makes sense, right? American institutions like Army, Navy belong in the American Conference. But Army, Navy tomorrow on CBS. Do you watch the Army, Navy game? It's the only game, only FBS game of the week. There are FCS playoff games tomorrow and tonight. But only FBS game of the week. I mean, I love watching Army-Navy. The place is packed. It'll probably be the last time this season Foxborough has a full stadium, if we had to guess. You've got the place packed, Army and Navy. If I had to, that is one game that's on my bucket list, is to go to the Army-Navy game. I love watching it on TV. I love the passion these players have. These players have passions not only for football, they have a passion for their country. I mean, is there anything more American than Army, Navy, second weekend in December? I absolutely love it. I can't wait to watch it tomorrow. I hope it's a good game. I think Army's going to win, but it's going to be a good game. Again, both teams 5-6. Winner gets the six to 500. Loser goes to 5-7. But I love that game. I love watching the passion. I love watching the crowd, how loud they get into it. And you know what? That game, they could be 10-1 or 1-10. And it's still a passionate game. And it's still a fun game to watch. And it really is America's game. One of the, in my opinion, just one of the best games to watch because of the atmosphere that will be at that stadium. And like I said, that is definitely a bucket list game for me. I'd love to go see Army-Navy. one of these years, and I don't care what stadium it's in. I wish, you know what, Tanner? I wish they would have one of the years in the new Bill Stadium. Let's put Army-Navy at the new Bill Stadium one of these years. I think that's such a great game to watch. And like I said, it's these guys don't only have passion for football, they have passion for this country. You know, they're playing a football game tomorrow, but they're going to be in the Army, in the Navy after they graduate. They're amazing people, and it's an amazing game to watch, and I can't wait to do that tomorrow at 3 o'clock on CBS. And I know there are people who will not watch a second of college football that will flip that game on tomorrow, just because of everything that surrounds it. So excited to watch that tomorrow afternoon, and that's where I wanted to go with the college football talk. But the playoff, yeah, playoff infuriates me. 803-0930, *930. You know, exciting time next week. I mentioned this a little bit on Wednesday on BMAZ and Beamer. Exciting times here at the Odyssey Studios. The holiday party returns. The first time since COVID, the holiday party returns. And you can tell we are getting ready here at the Odyssey Studios for the holiday party 2023, as a Christmas tree is up in the little bistro area with changing light bulbs. It goes from color light bulbs to just white light bulbs. It's a very cool little Christmas tree. They've touched up all the studios a little bit to look nice for the people coming through. Looks very nice in here. We got a brand new decal. They've replaced all the decals with brand new ones. You know, we got a brand new WBEN on the glass. Looks very nice, very exciting. And excited to see some people. Excited to get back to the holiday party. Because as Brian and I have talked about, so many people come to work like once or twice a week in the office. You know, it's just the talent here. And maybe two or three people out in the offices. So it'll be nice to see everybody at the holiday party on Thursday. I'm wondering, for you out there, because I know a lot of you are still either working from home or working a hybrid schedule, is the holiday party back for your business? Do you not even like the holiday party? Like, I love anything holiday, right? I love the holiday party. I can't wait. I can't wait till Thursday to get the Christmas music going and get in the holiday. I mean, I'm already in the holiday spirit, but to spread the holiday spirit to all. I'm excited for the holiday party. Is it back where you work? Does your company throw a big holiday party? Or do you work for Scrooge? 803-0930, *930. Jim in Grand Island. Hey, Jim, is the holiday party back where you work?
Yeah, Joe, it actually came back this year. We just had it about a week or so ago. And haven't had one since 2018, so it's been a long time coming. And it was well attended, that's for sure. We had a little over 900 people actually attend.
Oh, wow.
So for our place, it was a very great showing, I thought, and everybody seemed to have a really great time.
Now, was it fun all around, or was it one of these work things where you're thinking it's going to be a lot of fun, then you get there and go, oh, that's right?
Oh, no, it was totally the opposite, actually. We were
kind of
expecting one of those speeches from the upper echelons of people there and saying that, hey, we could get better. We're doing a great job, but we need to do better. But in turn, everything was completely festive, and food was good. The dancing and everything that took place right after that, after all the prize giveaways and all stuff, was just fantastic.
That is great to hear, Jim, and I'm glad that your company had it back and that it was fun. Nothing better than when you're expecting bad and it turns out to be a lot of fun.
That's exactly right.
Hey, Jim, have a great weekend. Jim in Grand Island. Hey, our holiday parties are usually fun. Now, Alan was referencing before the pandemic, we had a holiday party here. And, you know, I enjoyed myself and obviously was not going to drive home. So I slept in one of the studios here. And then one of our producers at the time had to come wake me up and get ready. I had to get ready for the 5 a.m. show. So that was the last holiday party. It was a lot of fun. This year, obviously, I'm not driving. I'm going to take a ride share, be responsible, as you should be this weekend, right? Have fun, live it up, have as much fun as you can, but have a plan to get home. I always say that. Have a plan to get home. Enjoy the weekend, but make sure you have a plan to get home safely, because we want you back here Well, we want you back here Sunday. We want you to have fun and be safe. So have fun, enjoy this time of year, but be safe. Please be safe. And that is all for today. It's been great spending this Friday afternoon with you. Hopefully you have a great weekend. Go Bills. Go Sabres. They play the Canadiens tomorrow downtown. Whatever it is you're doing, again, have fun, but please, please be safe. I'll talk to you Sunday at 10 a.m. Buffalo's Evening News is next, followed by Armstrong and Getty here on News Radio 930 WBEN.